Abbiamo ascoltato Show Me The Night per introdurre gli ospiti di questa sera. Ritornano le grandi interviste internazionali, ospiti del Dance Attack, Jump Jump Dance Dance.
Hey there, Marco and Marco, this is Chris Carter, thanks for having us.
Hey, what's up, Marco and Marco, this is Simon from Jump Jump Dance Dance.
Diamo il benvenuto a Simon e Chris. Iniziamo con la prima domanda: come avete iniziato la vostra carriera di DJ e produttori?
Well, I guess I was bitten by the first wave of acid house and house music in the late 80s, and then coming from like a hip hop DJing background before that, I was really all about the turntablism, and then got into, you know, the first wave of crazy house music and acid and all that stuff, and then started wanting to make those sort of records, and then all the sample based stuff came out with the first wave of rave and, you know, those crazy rave records coming out of the UK, which just inspired me to start putting out records, like the Rabbit City records and all those early underground resistance records and all that stuff, Jeff Mills and Carl Cox records, all that stuff was all great. All the breakbeat stuff was amazing. And then sort of just kept on making records, really, and until here we are now in 2011, we're making sort of stuff that has, you know, huge side-chaining synths and guitars and snares from, you know, the 70s and obscure drum machines from the 80s and the latest synthesizers mashed up all together into our sound.
I grew up playing in bands and started DJing later on. Simon's actually been a hugely influential DJ in Australia since he was young.
Simon ha iniziato come DJ suonando musica house. Ricorda su di sé una forte influenza della musica anni 70-80, di cui ancora mescola gli elementi con i suoni di oggi. Chris ha iniziato suonando in un gruppo e poi a fare il DJ. In particolare ha sentito l'influenza dei DJ olandesi. Potete raccontare ai nostri ascoltatori le vostre produzioni e remix. Parlateci di voi e dei vostri risultati.
Sure, well, as Jump Jump Dance Dance, we've remixed Mastercraft, LaRue, Zoot Woman, a bunch of Australian artists like the Aston Shuffle, Tim and Jean. I've also done Data Rock. I'm trying to think if there's someone else. I think I may have forgotten someone, but that's all I can remember right now. We've been on a bunch of different compilations as well. A lot of Ministry of Sound compilations, which is obviously our parent record label in Australia. So, a lot of the big ones there, like The Annual and Clubber's Guide and Sessions and stuff like that, which is all really exciting. Quite a few of our remixes, in fact, have done really well on Hype Machine and stuff like that, and got a lot of blog love all around the world, which is really exciting.
Hanno remixato i Mastercraft, Data Rock, di Aston Shuffle e molti altri. Sono entrati con i loro brani anche in molte compilation australiane. Hanno raggiunto buone posizioni nelle classifiche dance. Come Jump Jump Dance Dance vi definite Electro Rock. Cosa significa?
Yeah, I guess basically our styles is... I mean, I come from a very much a electronic music background and DJing, and Carter comes very much from a more traditional, you know, guitar and rock background. So I guess it's the amalgamation, the combination of those two sort of styles coming together to create sort of our weird hybrid thing, which is, you know, a bit of electro, you know, your sawtooth bass lines and a bit of that dance floor aggression with sort of like with the energy and the melodicness and the heart that like a guitar and vocals and stuff like that brings to a song as well.
La loro musica è una fusione di elementi elettro e rock che derivano dalla formazione musicale che i ragazzi hanno ricevuto negli anni. Amano unire il suono elettronico a quello della chitarra elettrica. Parliamo ora del vostro studio. Che cosa utilizzate per produrre i vostri dischi?
Well, lots of live instruments, bass, guitar, drums, especially hats and cymbals, tons of analog synths, soft synths like the Ozone and Arturia stuff, guitars, cowbells, you know, whatever we can get our hands on.
Well, I guess the main writing, really, I mean, I start with Logic Audio. I've kind of been using that for the last 10 years. It's amazing. I think if I was starting today, however, I'd probably just starting on Ableton. I mean, it's very DJ friendly, and it's so quick to transpose and shift tempos and manipulate audio in such an amazing way. It's really an amazing tool. But, you know, I'm stuck with Logic. It's what I know. It's what I like to use, and it's quick. And I like to use the tools and not let the tools use me. So I guess that's sort of our main thing, Logic, and then You know, we've got a bunch of different guitars. I could bore you with all the different types of guitars we've got. There's a bunch of different pedals. And then with synthesizers, I mean, it's like the Moog Fatty, there's a Super Jupiter. I think we've got a Prophet VS in there. Then a bunch of soft synths, like the great, that French company, Arturia. We use a lot of their stuff on the album. I love their sound so much. It's just incredible. That Yamaha CS80 soft synth is just amazing. It's so lush and everything. It's great.
Utilizzano Logic, di cui sono entusiasti, abbinato a chitarre, bassi e percussioni, sia analogici che in VST Instruments. Quali sono i vostri prossimi progetti?
We're looking forward to the release of our record, the US release of our record as well, and we're going to do some more remixing and touring in 2012.
Well, we're definitely writing more Jump Jump Dance Dance material, where we've definitely been doing demos, stuff on and off. We've been in different parts of the world for the last couple of months, so it's a little tricky to get in the studio together. I've got another project on Ministry of Sound in Australia called Tonight Only. We've had a single out called We Run the Night, which I think is coming out in Italy soon. It was like number one on the club chart here for 3 months, and so I've been writing a lot for that record, and we've got the new single coming out for that, and a couple other collaborations with some other DJs and stuff, which is all really exciting.
Con il loro tour mondiale stanno toccando diversi paesi, tra cui in particolare l'Australia. In futuro forse ci saranno anche delle date in Italia. Usciranno anche dei nuovi singoli frutto di collaborazioni. Ora suoniamo 2.0. Avete voglia di presentarla e salutare gli ascoltatori?
Hey, this is Simon from Jump Jump Dance Dance and you're listening to our single 2.0. Thanks a lot.
Ciao, this is Chris Carter. I'm in Italy right now, and I'm super happy to be introducing our new song. It's called 2.0. Enjoy it.